I'd like to call to order the September 5th board meeting in order and remind everyone to please use their microphones when speaking and turn them off when finished. Thank you. Commissioners present are John Godsey from the City of Hillsboro, Danny Doyle from the City of Beaverton, myself, Jim Duggan from the Tuolumne Valley Water District. First on our agenda is a general manager's report presented by Mr. Kraska. All yours, Dave.
Great. Thank you, commissioners. So starting off with a safety moment, as we usually do with meetings like this. And so the quick one that seemed timely today is back to school. So a couple of quick reminders as the kids are going back to school here is to heighten your awareness, especially around schools. Watch for children on or near the road, especially in the mornings and after school hours. And shouldn't need to be said, but still going to say it anyways. Put the phone down. Don't talk or text while driving. Pretty basic stuff. Then about your speed and in and around school zones. They have signs up there when children are present or when the lights are flashing to slow down to 20 miles an hour, and that's for a very good reason. It can increase your reaction time and save lives. So if we consider a pedestrian's chance of survival following being hit by a car, it really does depend on the rate of speed of the car that's going. There's a 50-50 chance that the pedestrian will survive if the car is going 30 miles an hour. However, it's a 90% chance going at 20 miles an hour. So there's a real solid reason for driving slowly around school zones. And then finally, stopping when the red lights on buses are flashing. It's a kind of a good reminder to remember how to read the road and your rules for stopping. Certainly, if you're in the direction to travel of the bus, as shown in all of these figures, stop behind the bus until the bus is cleared and the lights are off. If you're on a divided highway and you're on the other side, it really depends on the design of the road. So on the left-hand side there, if it's an unpaved median or there's a barrier between the lane, between the directions to travel, the opposite direction does not need to stop. However, if it's just a painted median or a painted center turn lane, both sides have to stop. And this is actually a presentation that Mike Jacobs pulled together as our risk manager. And one of the roads that he points out is 185th. That's a big, wide road, but it has a center painted median or center turn lane. And so even if there's a bus all the way on the other side that stopped and you're in the opposite direction of travel, you still have to stop for them. So that concludes our safety moment. Continuing on with the rest of the general manager's report. This is our first regular meeting of the Willamette Water Supply Commission. We did have two prior meetings. The initial meeting on July 3rd and a special meeting on August 6th were held to address emergent issues related to ongoing activities on the Willamette Water Supply program. Greatly appreciate the board's flexibility and accommodation with holding those meetings. The purpose of holding this first regular meeting 2 months after executing the WWSS intergovernmental agreement became effective was to allow time to transition some of the processes that we were using on the program and to provide orientation briefings to the new leadership and committee members. Those activities are now essentially complete, and we are fully operational in accordance with the WWSS IGA. The management committee action. So at the initial meeting in July, the WWSS board delegated specific authorities to the WWSS management committee to enable continued progress on the Willamette Water Supply Program. During that time, the management committee took the following actions. They approved a construction contract with James W. Fowler for the PLM 1.1 project. So that's our pipeline project at the southernmost end in Wilsonville, just outside of our raw water facilities project. We also approved a project agreement with Beaverton, an associated contract amendment for engineering services related to the Beaverton pipeline project that's proximate to the MPE project. And similarly approved a project agreement with Hillsboro in the associated contract amendment for engineering services related to the Hillsboro pipeline project that's proximate to our PLW 2.0 project in Cornelius Pass Road. Finally, the management committee endorsed the management authority matrix that is a business item on today's agenda. Two project agreements will also require approval by the Beaverton City Council for the MPE 1.0 project and the Hillsboro City Council for the PLW 2.0 project to complete their execution. As stated in Resolution 02-19, the delegation of authority to the Management Committee ends today following this WWSS Commission board meeting. Approvals and procurements forecast. So attached to this general manager's report, as will be attached to all subsequent general manager's report, is the approvals and procurements forecast, which reflects a three-month period. This is related to one of today's business agenda items. We intend to provide this document every month as an attachment to the GM report. It provides the WWSS board commissioners information regarding actions recently taken and actions anticipated to occur, again, this period spanning over 3 months. One last note on the general manager's report is we had a Sherwood and Washington County coordinated outreach on August 6, 2019. Mike Britch from the Water Supply Program and Stephen Roberts from Washington County Land Use and Transportation made a joint presentation to Sherwood City Council. Topics included Washington County's planned roadway projects, our treatment plant project, our plans to demolish the farmhouse and the water treatment plant property. We also presented to Sherwood City Council the timing of our projects and how we intend to construct them together to best manage our impact on the local community and businesses. City Council and staff expressed their appreciation for our continued communication and coordination efforts. It really does underscore the value of our partnership projects that we've been implementing on the program. And with that, that concludes the general manager's report.
All right, thank you, Dave. Next on our agenda is public comment. Public comment time is set aside for persons wishing to address the board on items on the consent agenda and matters not on the agenda. Additional public comment will be invited on agenda items as they're presented. Do we have any persons who would like to address the board today and speak in the section? Not seeing any volunteers. I'll move on to the consent agenda. Consent agenda items are considered to be routine and may be enacted in one motion without separate discussion. Any board member may request that an item be removed by motion for discussion and separate action. Any items requested to be removed from the consent agenda for separate discussion will be considered immediately after the board has approved those items which do not require discussion. We have before us the consent agenda consisting of the August 6 minutes.
Move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the August 6 meeting minutes. Discussion, hearing none. I'll call the question. All those in favor of approving the consent agenda, vote by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Our business agenda. First on the business agenda, approve a joinder to trust agreement between the Willamette Water Supply System Commission and Special District Insurance Services. Staff report by Mike.
Good afternoon, commissioners. So as you're aware, the WWSS IGA requires that we procure insurance for the entity. And we're planning to, and we have procured insurance with Special Districts Insurance Services. And as a pooled insurance program, that requires that we enter into an intergovernmental agreement with them to be a part of that pool. Very similar to CIS for the cities and SDIS, and we all have similar, in our own entities, similar agreements. So what we're asking you to do today is to adopt a resolution that adopting the SDIS joinder of trust agreement and then also signing the trust agreement so that we can continue our coverage with the pool. The policy has also been included for your review. And as you can see, we made sure it was in place by July 1st when the entity actually became an entity so that we haven't had a lapse in coverage.
Right. Thank you, Mike. We have before us a proposed resolution WWSS 0519, a resolution adopting the joinder to trust agreement between the Willamette Water Supply System Commission and Special District Insurance Services. Do we have any public comment or board discussion? Do I have a motion to approve the
move
resolution?
To approve the resolution.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Call the question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Say aye there. It passes unanimously.
Just an associated question. I was just kind of surprised at the small amount of fee that was charged to this. Is that because our plant infrastructure is small relative to where we're going to end up?
Yeah, really good question. So general liability is typically, it's mainly based on the size of our budget, our operating budget, and at this point that's relatively small. And then the other big piece of the coverage, if you remember the WIF, it was a little bit bigger, is because there's more property. And so right now the only property we're covering is the WWSP project management office. But as we bring on more properties, then you'll see that coverage go up.
Thank you.
Okay, item B of our business agenda is considering adopting resolution WWSS 0619, a resolution adopting a management authority matrix for the Willamette Water Supply System. Dave, do you have a staff report for us?
I do. Thank you very much again. So completing the Willamette Water Supply Program, we have about, as I've presented before, we have about still $1.1 billion of work to complete. It will take hundreds, if not thousands, of decisions that'll need to be made in order to get all of that done. So accordingly, in order to finish on time and on budget, we need a predictable and transparent approach to know how to make decisions, where decisions are going to be made, when to make those decisions. And that's really what this management authority matrix, that's the purpose of it, is to define those things for us in again, a predictable and transparent approach. So it establishes the management authority matrix attached to the back of the staff report here. It establishes four approval levels, and it identifies all of the anticipated actions that we're expecting to occur over the remaining period that will be implemented the Willamette Water Supply Program. Though it does distribute some of the decision-making authority, the board remains the final approval authority for all real major actions. So certainly any intergovernmental agreements, project agreements, memoranda of understanding, large major contracts or change orders, any changes to the baseline. So if it changes in the either the cost or schedule of the baseline, that would come to the board. And any major real estate transactions, or certainly any real estate transactions that require eminent domain or condemnation. This MAM is not new to us on the water supply program. We've been using a similar document for the last 4 years. And so basically we took that document that has been effective for us and created this one with acknowledgement of the changes under the WWSS IGA. So it's all in accordance with that. And with that, I'd be glad to take any questions, but recommend approval of resolution WWSS 06-19.
Board questions of staff?
I really appreciated the explanation you gave to those of us who are not truly familiar with the document. I think it's an excellent approach and people know where they're going, but I did appreciate the time you took to educate the unwashed like myself.
Glad to do it.
So.
I'd like to make a motion to approve resolution WWSS 0619.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adopt resolution WWSS 0619, a resolution adopting a management authority matrix for the Willamette Water Supply System. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Informational items. Mr. Kraska will now present information on upcoming Washington County intergovernmental agreements and related amendments and other potential intergovernmental agreements.
Thank you again. So what we'll aim to do with our agendas with these meetings is as often as possible, if something is going to come next month as an action item, we'll try to present it in the prior month as an information item. And so that's what this is. We have a lot of agreements with Washington County. We're working through some amendments to them and some changes and a couple of new agreements. We anticipate those being action items at next month's meeting, so that's why we have an information item this month. So we'll have a brief PowerPoint presentation to summarize that. What's basically in the staff report and the attachments is with Washington County, as I've mentioned before, we have numerous successful partnerships with them. Shown up here on this graphic and listed here, I think, is six of our pipeline projects are in partnership with Washington County. The first one was Southwest 124th Avenue, their roadway, new roadway construction project that we got our pipeline installed with. And we've been moving along successfully with them and implementing our work with them. Along the way, we've created individual intergovernmental agreements with each of these projects, and we've been administering them accordingly. However, we've found that through that separate administration that there have been some updates needed and some better coordination needed. And so that's really what a lot of these amendments are about. Various changes have occurred, and we need to recognize them in the IGAs so that we're basically managing them according to the IGAs, memorializing the schedule updates. So as Washington County has moved out some of their work, we need to update the IGAs accordingly. Schedule is very critically important to us in order to finish on time, and so that's one of the things we've been working with Washington County for frankly, culturally, in terms of just the schedule pressure of getting our work done on time. Assigning all these IGAs agreements to the WWSS Commission, rather than currently they're assigned to TVWD in Hillsborough. Incorporating WIFIA requirements as appropriate, and clarifying cost responsibilities. What are our cost responsibilities, and what are Washington County's cost responsibilities? Additionally, there are two new IGAs that we're drafting. The first one listed up here is PLM 4.4, so that's a subset. Phase of the PLM 4 project. PLM 4 is Tualatin and Sherwood Road through Roy Rogers Road through the Sherwood area. 4.4 is that one little corner section there that, if you're familiar with that area, it's just north of the intersection with Highway 99, and it's through basically a pretty tight part of a residential area in Sherwood. Residential area right near a cemetery and everything. It's going to be a pretty challenging little spot. And so we've been working very closely with Washington County in terms of how to arrange our work there, and we need to create an IGA for that work. Additionally, we also want to move forward with a master IGA, basically an umbrella IGA that accounts for all of these together so that we're administering them in a similar and a consistent fashion. There are three points on here that I really want to hammer on that are very important to us. Of all the things that we're having in this master IGA, the first one is it establishes our operational date, setting a requirement for project schedule management. So this is, again, very critical to us. We love these partnership projects, but one of the challenges with partnership projects is adherence to schedule. They've been accommodating so far. We just want to basically lock that into our IGA, that everyone's on board with performing on that schedule. Establishing a stage gate process of confirming design and construction milestones to support consistent forward progress. One of the other challenges we've had with Washington County is that we'll make progress on a project, we'll get to say 90%, and they'll want to reconsider things, which takes us back to 50% or less. We can't do that anymore. We're gonna run out of schedule, and we need to manage that better. And so what we've offered to them is going through what we use on the program, which is a stage gate process, where once you pass through a stage gate, you can't go backward anymore. If we say we're 30% complete, we don't revisit 30% complete issues anymore. Again, another cultural challenge for them, but they're on board with seeing it through with us, and so we're going to get that baked into this IGA. And the last one is supporting project schedules by linking payments to timely project progress. Part of our agreements with Washington County is to, instead of us having to pay for road restoration costs if we were to do these projects on our own, we're paying for them to do additional road work for us, so it's the combined projects. However, if they don't perform on time, we want to make sure that we don't also pay them for that work that's not being done, that's not of benefit to us. So we need to clarify that hasn't been in any of the agreements to date, but we want to get that clarified and locked in this new IGA. So those are three critical points that we want to make sure that we get done here. So the process that's being used in order to wrap these up right now is we're finishing our staff level review and approval. We'll get final legal review and approval, certainly before the management committee sees it. We intend to present all of this to the management committee meeting at September 18th. Succeeding on all of those things, then it'll be on the October 3rd WWSS board meeting agenda. One other agreement that we're, there may be other agreements, but one of the others that I want to call your attention to that may be on the October meeting is for, is with the city of Wilsonville. And so what this will be is we have a big project, obviously, down at the river intake. We're doing all of our the pump installation and the modifications for seismic improvements and a raw water pipeline and everything. There, as that's gone on in the development of that work, the city of Wilsonville has identified certain things that they want done on that facility as well at the same time. And so our staffs have been working together to try to coordinate that work and identify similar to what we do with Washington County, how are we going to coordinate that work and share costs and so on. And so we've been working with them and developing that intergovernmental agreement for quite some time now. I don't think it's quite been a year, but it's coming up on a year that we've been working on developing that agreement with them. So it's timing, coordination, location, incorporation of improvements and cost shares. As we've been moving forward with the design of our raw water facilities improvements, we're going through a land use application process, and Wilsonville is now tying the completion of this IGA with approval of our land use application package. They've basically said they will not deem our application complete until this intergovernmental agreement is complete. We won't get into the legalities of all of that, but this is just working in Wilsonville and is one of their requirements that they've imposed on us. And so it's now this has become schedule critical for us to make sure that we get this IGA done. So where are we at on that? Obviously it has implications to our schedule. The city attorney is requiring the form of this IGA to be revised. So as I mentioned, for many months, we've been developing this IGA. It's many pages. The city attorney thinks this should be an 8-page document. So we're right now working very closely with them to try to like get this big document down to something very small and still something that we're okay signing off on. So it's a very dynamic process that we're going through with them right now to try to get this wrapped up. And then here's the process that we're going through. Basically, staff and legal counsel review and approval of this. And then again, management committee review and approval before it would come to the board. I think that's the end of my presentation on the IGAs, the things you have to look forward to next month, but I'd be glad to take any questions you might have.
On the last IGA you're talking about with Wilsonville, feel free if the time is a crunch, if you needed to call a special meeting of this group, we'd be well, anytime you needed to go forward. So
fantastic, really appreciate that.
I concur.
So basically our hands are kind of tied right now with Wilsonville to move forward on any of the final design, or is this an issue of impacting the design schedule because we can't get started on that?
It's not impacting the design schedule. We have, the design is essentially, we're approaching 90% complete on the design. So we're pretty close to done. We had to get to that point in order to move forward with the land use application. What it's affecting is our ability to move forward with the review of our land use application. Basically, Wilsonville will not start the review of that application until it's deemed complete. And which means that we need to complete this IGA for it, because we've checked off all the other boxes. Our initial land use application was in May. They had a bunch of questions for us. We've answered all the other questions except for this intergovernmental agreement. I was feeling a little bleak about this, quite frankly, hearing the comments from the city attorney that we've got to change the agreement. Spoke with the city attorney yesterday, and or is it the day before, I lose track. And she committed to me to have a revised draft of this IGA by the end of this week. So the intent is, the end of this week, we'll get that revised draft, and then early next week, we'll review the revised draft and meet with them. We have a meeting scheduled with them for Thursday morning. So it'd be our team and the city's team to hopefully bring this in for a landing. So if we're successful in all these things, then all this will be fine. Then we'll have a coordinated, organized, collaborative fashion, how to get through the raw water facilities project, and this will be fine. If we get stuck in a do loop on this IGA, then that's when we'll have a little bit of a challenge and we'll have to get creative on how to get through it. But right now I'm hopeful that we'll be able to have this on the agenda for October 3rd, and I think we'll be okay. We won't need a special meeting for that matter.
Thank you.
I'll go ahead.
Is the model IGA you have, is it like 20, 25 pages?
So we have lots of different IGAs depending on who we're working with. So the IGA that we started with, which you think would make sense, was the IGA that we have with Wilsonville for the PLM 1.2 project. So in PLM 1.2, the city is building a road, Garden Acres, and we have our pipeline in there. And so similar to all our Washington County projects, we work together in how to collaborate and coordinate that work. So it made sense to us and the city staff to move forward with that as our model. And the city attorney's position was that was inappropriate because she believes the amount of work the city should be doing in collaboration with us is very small. And it's not as complex as the Garden Acres project. And so it ends up being really a difference of opinion between the city attorney and the city staff in terms of how much work we're doing. But if the city staff or the city attorney prevails and it's just a small amount of work, then that actually benefits us. It simplifies the project and it's a good thing, frankly.
So the scope of improvements that Wilsonville initially said the project is going to do, the extras, that's going to be included in one land use application that goes forward. So even though our component is buried beneath the ground and very few surface facilities do exist, everything that Wilsonville wanted the project to build is included in that land use review.
It's all included. A lot of what we're building with the raw water facilities project is below grade, like the seismic improvements, our raw water pipeline. We're making some modifications to the pump building so it's seismically resilient. But all of our above grade facilities are all up on the upper side, and that is all one land use application package. The bit of work that the city attorney is okay including in this is just moving two of their pumps inside the pump building, which we had planned on doing anyways. What the city wants to do is replace those pumps. So instead of pulling those pumps up and moving them over, we would pull those pumps up, throw them away, and take the city's new pumps and install them. Very simple. So if it's as simple as that, this could be a very simple IGA.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
Other discussion? There are no communication or non-agenda items scheduled for today's meeting. Go ahead.
Just one point. You might record the first episode of the Kelly Clarkson Show next week on Monday at 11 o'clock on Fox 12. They're going to highlight one of our local nonprofits and perhaps some other things. But yeah, it's going to be a surprise. But it's the very first episode, and you might get a kick out of watching it.
Very good.
Thank you. Any other communication? There being no further business before the Board of Commissioners, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.